Thank you, Secretary. Yes, yeah, got it. Yeah. I think I'm really excited by the agenda we've got out set out for the next few days. I think it started as a collection of ideas and based upon what you've told us over the last few meetings. And I think we've got a really nice focus of sustainability on day one, and what we've sort of terming as new mobility on day two, and then some of the more sort of functional work of the committee and yourselves on day three. And interspersed with that, we have obviously presentations on some of the innovative work you are each taking forward in your own nations. So that's really, I think it's a really good packed agenda. We have to move first though to adopt that agenda, and so I will just open the floor for any remarks on that front. I'm not seeing any interventions, and so we will take the agenda as adopted. Okay, in that context, then we will move on to our first substantive item, which is agenda item two on monitoring of transport-related SDGs. And I'd point you to papers one and two in relation to this item. This working party, one of its main functions is to oversee elements of the SDG framework, the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly obviously in the field of transport. And we've discussed some of the key metrics in that area over a number of meetings. Obviously, last year, we discussed the importance of complementing the global indicators that exist with our own regional and national indicators. Obviously, over a number of presentations, we've had the opportunity to hear from different nations in past meetings about how they individually monitor the Sustainable Development Goals. In there and additional indicator sets within each country, which reflects the specific circumstances relevant to those nations. However, we did decide at our last session to adopt three additional indicators that we as a working party would look at in addition to those global indicators that have been set out previously. Those were, for the record, the percentage of new passenger cars that are zero emission, the trends in new passenger car vehicle weights, and a breakdown of road fatalities by type of road user. And obviously, if you wish to see the information around those, you can refer to last year's paper. The Secretariat will present these new indicators and progress within the ECE region. And then there will be further presentations in this session from the UNEC Statistical Division, Sweden and Finland. With that in mind, I will hand the floor to the Secretariat, who's going to take us through our first